Hi, this is Rivka Little. I'm Senior Site Editor for Search Networking Channel, and I'm here with Armughan Ahmad, Vice President of America's Channel Sales at HP Networking. Hi, Armughan. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Rivka. Glad to be with you guys.
So what are three main messages you'd like to get across to the HP Networking Channel this year?
Sure. So HP Networking has had a fantastic year, and there's a lot of buzz around the industry around HP Networking right now. And you know, the top three messaging that's out there that our partners are talking about and our customers are really leveraging with our partners is, number one, our Flex Network Architecture story. And this is industry's first unified and a standards-based architecture that really provides a full architecture approach with edge, distribution, and core all the way to the data center. So that's number one. Number two, our partners are taking this Flex Network architecture to the market using our Partner One program, and our Partner One program is industry-leading in terms of profitability for our partners, for them to build an HP networking practice, have a very profitable way of doing it, taking advantage of our predictability, our profitability, our promotions, and you know, our partners are making up to 40% margin using this Partner One program that is geared towards HP networking as part of the larger HP Partner One program. And then the third one is our Expert One, and this is related to our training that HP has rolled out worldwide, and our Expert One training, HP networking is a subset of that, along with our overall converged infrastructure messaging, which is to take traditional networking certified folks, technical folks out in the industry, and get them to now also have servers and storage and networking with power and cooling and with the overall management infrastructure all tied into Expert One. And our partners are really taking this Expert One message and our Partner One program and then taking a product set, which is end-to-end Flex Network Architecture, to market. So those are the top three initiatives we're taking to market this year.
What percentage of the networking channel at HP is taking on Expert One and learning this unified network strategy?
We have a very high number of adoption. When you look at the greater HP, as you know, HP has hundreds of thousands of partners worldwide, and Expert One has had a great adoption rate. If we just look at the number of certifications that we have achieved since we have rolled out this program, just about, you know, 4 months ago, there's been, specific to HP networking, a huge adoption of traditional CCIEs that are out there, or CCNAs, who are traditional networking vendor type of certified folks who are now taking on Expert One to not only learn our HP networking technical certs, but also, as I said, our converged infrastructure messaging between servers and storage and networking. And, you know, the numbers are now in thousands, whereas they were in hundreds just about 4 months ago. So the adoption rate has been very high.
How much of the rest of the HP channel, meaning data center folks, are learning the networking side of this story? And how many of those were former or maybe still also Cisco partners?
Sure. So I would say, you know, the HP partner base, as I said, is very diversified. We have partners who are our server partners, who are storage partners, our software partners, our, you know, believe it or not, our PCs and printer partners who are now bringing on HP networking, depending on what type of Flex Network architecture they're taking to market. You know, our Flex Network architecture is really divided into three specific, you know, high-level buckets, and it really provides one unified management approach. So Flex Network architecture is able to really take you to the next level, and our partners align that, you know, with Flex Fabric. If they are really data center type partners who are selling HP's mission critical type servers today, and now they're bringing in a practice of HP networking there. The other part of our Flex network architecture is Flex Campus, which is, you know, more around the mid-size to large campus environment. So those partners are bringing on HP networking messaging there and taking that to market with their customer base. And then the final one is Flex Branch, which is more of a you know, small, medium enterprise type of an approach. And we have, as I said, a lot of our smaller partners, SMB partners, who are now taking HP's full end-to-end product portfolio to market with a smaller customer base to a much, much larger customer base. And then finally, you know, our Flex Management, which basically ties all that together. If you have a Flex Branch solution and you're now only looking to manage that. You can easily do that with our flexible management infrastructure that we have called IMC, and then you can do that with Flex Campus and Flex Fabric. And oh, by the way, it works in heterogeneous environments, and you can run your current Cisco or Juniper or Brocade Foundry type of infrastructure and continue to manage that using our Flex Management Fabric.
So is part of the message that the channel is bringing to market the idea of either a multi-vendor network or the ability to migrate what they already have to be a converged data center network?
Yeah, that's a value proposition that we're taking to market. Our partners really love this approach because they're going into a customer, and as you know, this networking market has been dominated by one single vendor for a very long time, and HP Networking, through our partners, are offering this clear alternative in the industry, and you know, our clear alternative has been certified and verified by Gartner and IDC and Dell'Oro by our market share numbers and the comments that you're hearing from the analyst community out there that, you know, they're really taking this HP networking message and they're taking this message to the next level by profitability, but also tying it back to, you know, our Flex Network architecture. And as they take it to market, they're able to take advantage of the profitability of our program, but also a full end-to-end portfolio of our program that they're able to not only make money doing it, but offer customers a clear alternative in a heterogeneous environment. And the customers don't have to forklift upgrade their current infrastructure. They can start to utilize our Flex Network designs, as I said, either a Flex Branch or Flex Campus or Flex Fabric, while continuing to have their existing network infrastructure running and take advantage of the TCO and the ease of management and the overall cost savings that they get out of this architecture design we offer, and then provide a good base of services around it as well.
Lots of the competitors that HP Networking is facing, including Juniper and Cisco, are offering a data center fabric strategy, and HP has talked about it, but I'm wondering if there is a clear data center fabric strategy and whether or not this is something that's important to the channel.
Yeah, so it is very important to the channel, and our channel partners, as you know, last year when we spoke to you about similar messaging, when we had our ProCurve technology with HP, and HP went out and invested in the 3Com acquisition and the Tipping Point acquisition and other acquisitions that are related to ArcSight, for example, and Fortify, that really provides our security portfolio to be now fully compatible with networking, with servers, and with storage, and overall in our software architecture. You know, our customers have been looking for an open, scalable, and common experience that's secure and that's agile. And partners have usually been able to, not offer a solution that's as scalable and it's very rigid. The current networking competitor that we have, they really offer very much of a closed experience, whereas we're offering more of an open experience. And our data center fabric design that we are offering, it doesn't have to be a one single vendor type of an approach. Gartner has come out and published a white paper called Debunking the Myth of a Single Vendor Network that they've gone out and talked to hundreds of customers, very large customers, and who have chosen an alternative vendor in their data center. A lot of those have been HP Networking, and they've verified that they've had the experience of savings up to 15% to 25%, and being able to then take that to market and have significant cost savings, but also operational savings.
So, in other words, the message to the channel is that, in fact, a network fabric locks you into one vendor. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So what we're saying is it's good to have a open alternative design in a customer environment. Our customers are realizing that. Our partners, when they offer that, they're able to make more money doing this, and the customers also have much more of a open and scalable design that works in a heterogeneous environment, that they can use a voice over IP solution from Avaya or Microsoft or, you know, or Polycom, and they all work on HP's solutions as well as Cisco's voice over IP. They work on HP networking solutions. So we really treat all of these other applications as an application on a network, and an open network, and a second alternative vendor is really the solution we're offering.
Is there a concern about a lack of manageability that goes along with not having a fabric or the ability to enable a converged network in the ways that a fabric enables?
You know, that's a great question, and this is a question that I get all the time from very large, customers, be it the world's largest retailer or the world's largest transportation manufacturer, or if you look at the world's largest airlines, or, you know, you look at our Wall Street Journal ads that we do, and it says, yes, we do networking, and you have logos of some of the very large customers who are adopting HP networking now. You know, they really see this, and they see this as an alternative to Cisco in the market, because we have this tool called IMC, and this is a Flex Management Framework that I talked about earlier, which works very well in a heterogeneous environment. You know, just to give you a data point, we're able to take 30 different screens that customers have to manage with a one single vendor approach. And now that they deploy our IMC solution, they can manage all those using our tool as one screen along with HP networking. So that's been a huge differentiation for us to go in there and get the customers to understand that. And our partners are the ones who are leading the charge of taking IMC and using demos to go in front of customers and showing them IMC flex management solutions and how easy it is to manage in a heterogeneous environment, and actually provides better TCO and an ROI story in a heterogeneous environment versus in a homogeneous environment.
On the land side of the technology, HP has been extremely competitive, especially with Cisco, but others, in offering much less expensive land switching. But now there's lots of commodity switch prices are falling. So what do you tell the channel about how to compete in a market with commodity switch?
Sure. So, you know, this is a great discussion out there in the channel and in our networking industry, because, you know, as there has been one single vendor for a very long time, and it's unlike any other technology industry that we know of. So if you look at the storage industry, there's multiple competitors there. If you look at the server industry, you know, HP has multiple competitors, but HP really leads the market share there. And if you look at operating system or even circuits, there's multiple vendors. When it comes to networking, there's been one vendor who's really had this market for a long time, and the prices where they have been have been at a very, very high level. And what we're providing is an alternative to that. And, you know, HP Networking started that with ProCurve, and the acquisition of 3Com is also now providing that from not only at the edge of the network, but also at the distribution and core and all the way to the data center. We're providing that price advantage where we're half the cost in most cases, we're double the performance in most cases, and we provide that one single pane of glass management. So, you know, our partners take that approach and they take to market with this, and they talk to customers about it. And, you know, customers, as you know, in this type of a economic condition, they're all looking to save cost, and TCO is very important to them, but also operational efficiency is also very important to them. So when our channel partners are taking this message to them, channel partners are looked upon as trusted advisors more and more in front of customers, because a channel partner is now providing a clear alternative versus just taking a safe route to the networking market.
How important is mobility to the HP networking channel, and how often are you asked about it by channel partners?
So mobility is very important. So mobility to HP, as you know, our instant on story that we have out there. I mean, this is a great value proposition that we have out there in the market. And, you know, instant on is our messaging, which really talks about an experience that customers can have and our partners can have. Our customers are all looking for that one experience. There's no longer a need for customers to wait until they can deploy a new data center. They need it now, and they need to deliver services to their customers now. And that's our instant-on experience. And the instant-on experience, mobility is a big, big part of that. Not just wireless infrastructure, but also our WebOS framework that HP is now bringing to market, and our channel is really adapting this. This is going to be a very much of a channel play, and how we're taking our next-generation products to market, like touchpads and our Palm acquisition, and then now tie that with your networking portfolio of wireless is fantastic. Our wireless piece is also, on the networking side, just to give you one data point, I'm sure we all use wireless in our homes now. The wireless that we're now providing can have concurrent 15 high-definition video streams running on one access point. In our competitor's environment, you would need about 10 access points to do something like that. So I'm sure we'll all love to have 15 video streams running in our households with all kinds of on-demand traffic that's being required these days.
Is there anything else I haven't asked you that you would want to be sure to note?
You know, I would say in closing that HP networking has evolved in the last year, and our partners should be looking at this in a much more of a broader way. Our current partners are already looking at it. We're welcoming more and more partners. Our partner program is very flexible. Our Partner One program really provides all the way from, you know, being a business preferred partner of HP to an elite partner of HP, and then we have our security elite and networking elite designations, and all the way up to CI elite. So we need partners to take a look at this offering that we're now providing and how rich the offering is, not just in terms of a product portfolio, not just in terms of a flex network architecture, but also in terms of the profitability. It is bar none right now in the industry the most profitable networking partner program that we're offering, so we want to make sure that our partners and the new prospect partners are paying attention to this, and would love to have them in our partner program.
Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Yes, my pleasure. Thank you so much.